Thanks for calling Crafty Video Membership. This is Khalifa.
Hi. Are you
Yes,
there?
Ma'am. How can I help you? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I was looking at my account, and I see that I have a Crafty charge on my account, but And when I look on, I used to be a Blueprint member, and when that closed off, I assumed that I wasn't getting charged anymore for my membership fees. Did that just transfer over to Crafty? Because when I look in Crafty, it shows that I have no active membership, so I'm confused.
Yes, ma'am. Everything from Blueprint transferred to Crafty.
Okay, so how do I cancel memberships? Because I'm not using anything. Because I can't afford to pay $86 a month.
Okay, so what is that email address on the account?
LMOE@cox.net.
And that was LMOE?
Mm-hmm, like Elmo.
What's your name?
Lisa Allenbrand.
Lisa Mullenbert?
Yeah, MOELLENBERNDT.
Okay. All right. So it's showing that your account is expired. And then when we got LMOE@cox.net, correct?
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of confused.
It's showing that it expired. It expired on October 17th of last year.
Okay, so I have a charge for $86.03 on my account for Crafty.
Could you possibly have had another account in a different name or another email address?
Well, I used to have Crafty before, but then you guys closed down, so I'm like really confused. I assume I had it under LMOE@cox.net. I mean, that's the one that I usually use. I don't.
Okay. So I just typed in your name, your full first and last name. And this is the only account that pops up is the one that was expired.
So let me double check here. Hang on just a second. Yeah, because I have a charge for 86.63 on January 21st for Crafty.
Okay, so
and then it was billed to my Visa card.
With that, the only way that we could verify that that actually happened, because there's no charge showing up on this account, and when I looked at the under your first and last name, there's no account. So we would have to actually have you mail in the proof of purchase, stating that you did purchase.
Well, how
that
do I
that
see that
charge
if I'm showing
go.
It on a statement that posted a posted thing from you? It said Crafty, comma, LLC 763-577-1200 Minnesota on 12/21 2021 or 8663.
So it was charged on our end, but not on your Visa card's end?
It's showing on my Visa card as a posted state, as a posted transaction.
Okay. All you would do is take a picture of that and send it into our email. Without that proof of purchase, letting us know that we did take it out of your account, we can't put it back because it's not showing here. But as soon as we get that, we'll be able to look further into the account and be able to put it back for you.
Okay, so, all right, so you'll need, okay, so where do I send that to?
Let's see, you are going to send it to...
Could you email me the information so I could reply to the email or something? Would that be easier?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, that would that way I'll make sure I get it right.
Yes, ma'am. I can email it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes,
and then
ma'am.
That way I can respond to the email with the correct information and exactly what you need to troubleshoot this further, because I'm kind of confused. It's a strange dollar amount, and you don't show anything. You show any purchases on my account whatsoever, because I haven't.
No, ma'am. On this particular account, I don't show any transactions.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of confused. And there's nothing under my name. Can you look under Lisa Mo, M-O-Z, if there's anything showing under that? Sometimes I use just the M-O-Z instead of the whole last name.
He said Lisa Mo.
Yeah, like M-O-Z. That's the only other way. But that would have been wrong. And of course, they're having trouble with their website, their mobile website right now. So I can't get into my statement to look at it to see how many other charges I've had.
Okay. So is there any other name that you could have gone by?
No.
I typed in Lisa Moe, and it's still coming up the, it's still coming through your married name.
I'm going to go ahead and investigate, because this was the card that I gave to Blueprint.
Okay.
For the reoccurring charges. And so when Blueprint went away, I assumed that it would stop. And apparently it hasn't. I'm assuming that that's what's going on.
Okay.
And it's just showing up under Craftsy, which shouldn't happen that way, because it's a totally different company. I would have to sign an agreement with Craftsy, not Blueprint. Is there any way to, I mean, do they have a special department that's handling the Blueprint situation, or?
No, ma'am. Everything's switched over to Craftsy.
Okay. So, and how long ago did the Blueprint thing happen? Blueprint to Craftsy?
In August.
It happened months ago, right?
Yes, ma'am. In August.
That's what I thought. So I thought this happened, had stopped. So I'm going to check back and see how long it's been going on. Because my husband passed away in September. So I was going through a lot during that period of time. I did not pay attention to my statements. So I'm just getting caught up on everything. I remember okay. seeing a blurb about it going away, so I wasn't worried about it, thinking, okay, it ended. And then when I just looked at my statement today and I caught it, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not doing this, and I can't afford it, you know, cutting costs and everything. I can't afford this. So that's why I called. Thank you very much. Go ahead and send me that email on how I go about getting refunded and get this investigated further, because apparently I might have to go further back in my statements to see exactly how long I've been charged.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so
much.
I'm going
to go ahead and get that email sent to you.
I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. And thanks for calling Classy Video Membership. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Be safe.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.